From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. The Circles of Support program at the La Crosse County Jail attempts to ease jail inmates' transition back into the community. The mentorship program tries to make an inmate's life more secure, so they are less likely to repeat a crime and go back to jail. It also attempts to build relationships between stable community members and the inmates, so they have someone to rely on when they get out of jail. Circles of Support is sponsored by Amos, a group of La Crosse area churches that work on issues together. Mark Mitchell is a Circles of Support volunteer, and Tom Skemp is a longtime minister at the La Crosse County Jail. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis asked Tom Skemp why the program started several years ago.
Watching these guys and gals come in and out a lot and trying to look and see why that's happening. And one of the main issues is that when they get out of jail, if nothing else happens, they go back to the same place they were at before they came into jail. And that generally, for many of them, involves drugs and alcohol, abusive relationships. The number of men and women who I have literally asked this question of, do you know anybody other than just a passing acquaintance who doesn't drink, drug, smoke, beg, rob, and steal the same way you do? And they have to think about it for a while, but the answer generally comes back no. Everybody they know behaves that way. So the idea is to try and introduce regular people or normal people into their lives. It's, in a sense, a contrived relationship, but the hope is that in that forced relationship at the beginning, something will blossom and they will have people and resources that are not in and out of jail all the time, that do not have drug and alcohol issues, that have never been arrested. I mean, to the point where we have to train the volunteer mentors that are coming into the circles a lot about the criminal justice system because they have no experience with it. Madison runs a program also called Circles of Support. They are the model that we used for setting up our program. They were very helpful in getting us going, and we've been running with it since then.
How does the program work?
We get together with them once a week. We can do anything we want, whatever works for the core member and the team. What our group generally does is just go have some coffee and talk about life and build a relationship. It takes a good month or so before you're even comfortable with each other because it is somewhat contrived at first. But once you get comfortable with each other, things start to happen. You start to gel and they'll start to talk to you and ask you some questions and start to trust each other. And then it's just like a regular friendship. You're there for each other.
It does become a friendship.
Well, it doesn't take long to see if they're playing a game. And of course, it's human nature. There's going to be some who do play a game with you. But if you stick with it and you're genuine with each other, it tends to work out pretty good. But like you said, there's going to be some people, and it may take 2-3 efforts before they start to see that, they need to change their ways. But once again, if you give it a chance and you work together and you become friends, and it works out pretty good.
Tom, how do you pick the inmates who will be part of the program? And they're called core members, correct?
That's right. I talk to them a lot. I mean, most of them are aware that this program exists, although slots only come available every once in a while. Looking for people where we have a reasonable chance of success, but who have a need for something like this. I mean, there's a few people, the low-risk people that we have in jail that are probably going to self-correct. There's not very many of those, but, they're good on their own. They don't need any help. And then there's the people kind of at the other end of the spectrum who have serious mental health issues. They're not really coping well. And they may have a long-term chance of success, but not within this structure. So we're looking for people that are kind of in the middle, that want to change their behavior, at least say that they do. Most of them going into it don't have any idea how hard that is to do. But they want to change their behavior. I explain as best I can how difficult it's going to be and what they're facing. And if they're still willing after that, then we have them fill out an application. And in an ideal situation, they're still in jail. We get some of the court people to come in and interview them to make sure that there's not going to be any problems, unforeseen. It also makes it much easier for the core member when they walk out of jail. It's scary to walk into a place where you don't know anybody. They've at least had a chance to meet the people on their circle, at least some of them. So it's a little bit easier.
Who are the volunteers that agree to become part of this program? I'll throw that out to Mark, I guess.
It's basically members of churches, mostly, but it's open to anyone. Anyone can be involved, and we meet with the Amos groups, and that's how people hear about it. But it's through the churches for the most part.
And what is the interaction like? Are you just talking to the person?
Well, you, like I said, it's just like a friendship. You talk about life. You can go bowling. You can go hiking. You can do whatever works for your group. It may not work. Some people are not able to do all those things. But and you're there for when they need a little advice. And you're not there to give advice, but if they ask.
The whole idea is to change behavior, is it not?
Yes. Yes.
So what are some of the typical situations that you're finding?
The commitment that we ask the groups to make is for only 6 months, you know, which is not a really long time, but it's time enough to try and establish a basic relationship. And hopefully some of those, a relationship with, if not the whole group, at least some of the people in that group will continue on after the 6 months. But it does take time. We've had most people have come back to jail. I can't say that we're, you know, batting 1,000 or anything like that. It's hard work to change your behavior. But when they come back to jail, they seek me out, and they're asking me to be in touch with their circle while they're in for however long it is. Okay, we had one guy that came back in, kept touch with the circle, and he ended up going to prison for a year or so. He came back, kept contact with the circle. You know, once he came back, he's back in jail now. Circle's been keeping touch with him. You know, so it is not something that is solved in a 6 month window. It takes long term work on both people's parts. And when the friendships blossom, it's easier to spend time. It's easier to spend time with people you're friends with. And when those friendships blossom, then the connections stay made. And ultimately, it's all about relationships. You know, I mean, everything is about relationships. And we're trying to help them establish good, solid, firm relationships.
Have you measured the success of the program?
We don't have those statistics available to us. There has been a change in the management, and we don't have all the paperwork. So,
some of the statistics I found when I was researching this suggest that of those in the La Crosse County Jail, maybe 80% are habitual repeat offenders.
Anecdotally, I would have to agree with that, but we don't keep statistics on recidivism for the county jail, so I can't say that for sure. What they do have farm statistics for is the state system. And last year they measured it, and it was our recidivism in the state prison system was 46%, which is above the national average, which I think is 40%, and it's significantly down from what it was 10 or 15 years ago. So, yes, there's more locally, I think we have more people that keep coming back than otherwise.
But you can't say anecdotally if maybe, you know, half the circle of support core members repeat or not?
Anecdotally, I would have to say, and Mark, you can check me on this, but I would say that probably about 70 to 80% of them have been back in jail since they became a core person. But the relationships have continued on, so we haven't given up hope on them.
Just because people are repeat offenders and are going through the program, can we say it's not working then, or does it just take time for that light bulb to go on? And
Speaking for myself, I don't know that they're all necessarily repeat offenders. A lot of them will relapse, and that will put them back in jail, which I guess would make them a repeat offender. But it's not so much that they're out committing crimes as it is they're relapsing, and because of the probation they're violating and they're being put back in. So that's a long-term. There's no short-term solutions for that.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of inmates have chemical dependency problems, mental health issues. Are those people being targeted as core members in the program?
It's hard to find anybody that in the jail that doesn't have one of those issues.
Yeah.
Yes. So I guess, yes, they are being targeted. We're not avoiding them, if that's what you're getting at.
Not what I'm getting at. But I'm just curious, are they more difficult to work with? And And is the Circle of Sport equipped to deal with those issues, or do they have to keep up with things like the AA meetings and
You know, the circles of support are not counselors.
Yeah.
And we don't have any professionals, you know. They're just people, simple people, regular, I don't mean simple, but, you know, regular people that we're trying to establish relationships with. We do have a training program for the people that are going to be on the circle to introduce them to addiction issues, criminal justice system. We've had judges come in, defense attorneys, public defenders, district attorneys, professionals in the AODA field. We try to cover all the bases just so they have a clue of what's been going on in most of these people's lives that are going to be the core members.
Mark, why do volunteers get involved in the program?
I can only speak for myself, and I see a need, and I myself witnessed a gentleman living in a house across the street from me. It was an abandoned house, and that's kind of what prompted me. He got arrested, and all he had was violations for parole and probation. He hadn't really done anything. He had nowhere to live. He just got let out of jail, and he was living on a porch out in the middle of the dead of winter, and it was the conditions were awful, and it struck me. It moved me, and I decided it was time to do something rather than, and I was the one that called the police and had him arrested, and so I felt pretty bad about it. And rather than being part of the problem, I decided it's time to get involved and do what I can.
Did he become part of the circle of support, and did you become part of his group?
I didn't get to know him whatsoever. He kind of disappeared after that. You know, you're only at have access to so much. You know, I didn't really get to talk to him or anything. I just checked up and saw what happened with him, and you know, he went to jail, and from there I never saw from him, heard from him again.
What do you get out of volunteering?
It kind of opens your eyes. It opens your heart. It gives you a little hope for humanity, I guess, not to sound cliche, but you become involved and you see things you that you wouldn't see. You walk down, when I go to visit with someone who's in jail and we meet in Tom's office, and you walk through that jail and you realize what's really going on in this world that we don't see. We walk around on the street and we don't see that jail. It's just an ivory tower, basically. It's all closed off. We don't know what it looks like inside there. And until you really go in there, you don't realize what a lot of these people are going through.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm John Davis. We are talking about a mentorship program at the La Crosse County Jail called Circles of Support, which aims to not only improve the lives of inmates coming out of the jail, but also tries to create long-lasting relationships between inmates and stable community volunteers. Our guests during this segment are La Crosse County Jail Minister Tom Scamp and Circles of Support spokesperson Mark Mitchell. Are you seeing those long-lasting relationships being formed between volunteers and inmates?
Myself, I can speak for our group. The first person that we had join our group, our first core member, had been arrested for robbery and multiple drugs and alcohol-related issues. And going into it, to be honest with you, I was pretty pessimistic, and I thought, I don't see how this is going to happen, but you know, we started meeting, and it was, like I said, it's uncomfortable at first, and slowly but surely we'd go to drug court with him every week. You don't have to do that, but that's another way you can see what's actually taking place in our court system. A very good program, I might add, the drug court program. But we went with him every week, and we were his support. He didn't have, his parents weren't there, his family wasn't there. I'm sure with good reason, probably had given up on him by that time. And 6 months went by just like that, and before you know it, we were hanging out. We still meet. This has been going on 2 years now. This gentleman has joined our circle, and he has now become part of the solution. He's been clean and sober for going on 2 years now, and he's turned his life around in a big way. And I can't take credit for that, but I'd like to think we helped in a little way.
Tom, do you see a lot of those relationships forming?
Yeah, it's more normal to have some kind of a relationship for them. I mean, I think in Mark's case, the whole circle has stayed involved, but there's other examples where after the 6 month went by, the circle kind of dissolved, you know, but one person within that circle kept contact with the other fella, the core member. That core member ended up going back to prison. The volunteer kept touch with him, and they developed a one-on-one personal relationship. He got out of prison several months ago, and I haven't seen him back, which is always a good sign.
Do you have to meet within the circle, or can somebody just pick up the phone and give you a call?
We train the volunteers to always try and have at least two people present. One of the skills that people that are in and out of jail a lot become really, really good at is manipulation. And we don't want to get anybody in a position where they can play one member off of another. So if there is interaction one-on-one, that report always goes back to the larger circle at the next meeting so that there are no secrets. As you can well imagine, a lot of the core members' lives are full of secrets. And in these relationships, we have no secrets. And that's right up front.
What is the training like for the volunteers?
When I did it, it was a full day. You know, there's been times where they've had 2-3 days worth. You're like Tom said, you're going to talk to professionals. You're going to talk to people who have worked with inmates in jail. You're going to talk to counselors. You're going to watch many PowerPoints. You're going to learn about manipulation. It's pretty intense.
The other part of the program that we're doing on jails involves the WTC Proven Program. Tom, does Circles of Support complement that educational component at the jail?
I think that it does. One of the proven statistical facts is that when people get a better education, they're less likely to reoffend. So that's just one piece. If we can add on improved relationships outside of their old circle with created new circles where they're not always hanging out with the people that they used to hang out with, that can only help. There's a lot of little things that need to happen in order for it to kind of come together.
You mentioned the Dane County Jail does this. Does this program exist anywhere else in Wisconsin or the country?
You know, I did a Google search on circles of support style programs, and there's a number of them around the country. They don't all follow the same model. They do tend to be small and localized. I think that there's a lot to be said for small localized programs. Although we've always had people from the La Crosse County Jail, we would be certainly open to having someone who's coming out of the prison system and coming back to La Crosse. I think the main reason we've mainly had people out of the La Crosse County Jail is because I'm in the La Crosse County Jail, and it's easier for me to make those connections. If we had somebody in the prison system doing what I'm doing, we'd have those connections too.
I know your resources are stretched very thin, but have you ever considered measuring the program on a more formal basis, you know, about the success rate and that type of thing?
Yes, we have.
And that just is, you haven't been able to do that?
Well, we recently had a change in, when the program started, we had some paid staff that were kind of taking care of things. And as the funding dried up for that, it's kind of devolved onto all volunteers, which makes it a little bit more difficult, first of all, to kind of recover some of the history, but also to have the time to do that. I think that we have people in place now, volunteers, that are going to be able to do it from this point moving forward. And as we can cover bits and pieces from what the past is, I think we'll be able to build a pretty accurate picture.
Mark, what does the Circle of Support program need? Are there any needs at this point? Do you need volunteers?
We can always use volunteers. We've got currently about 4 running circles at the time, and we can always use volunteers. And as in any, money is always needed in anything like this. It's not a huge need, but the money, I mean, because it is all volunteers right now. But like Tom said, we did have a paid coordinator that was able to take care of some of these details that it's a little harder for the volunteers to do.
If there are 4 running circles, does that mean there's 4 inmates in the program right now? Or do the circles deal with more than one inmate?
Each circle has 1 active core member, but most of the circles, I believe, are also maintaining relationships with their previous core members. So okay. Most circles have more than one person that they're in relationship with.
So if you had more volunteers, could you allow more inmates into the program?
Yes. Yes. I would think our biggest single need is more volunteers.
Tom Skemp is La Crosse County's jail minister, and Mark Mitchell is a volunteer with Circles of Support, a mentorship program that brings area volunteers who have not been in trouble with the law together with jail inmates in an attempt to change the inmates' behavior. They talked with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this and other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find extended interviews, photos, and a link to Circles of Support. And if you'd like to comment on our program or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. You can also find Newsmakers on Facebook, updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.